Oh no!
An earful of music.
You are now listening
to the Earful. Cheers to those ears.
Records for the righteous, baby.
What a way to kick off an Earful episode, and here we are again, my good friend Tom.
My good friend Ty. It is Earful 23, the 23rd installment of Ownut Radio Show's The Earful, a delicious weekly music countdown hosted by myself, Tom.
And myself, Ty.
And we are music freaks, proud to be music freaks. We like listening to music, compiling music, and sharing music. I want to say that was probably one of the biggest bonds of mine and Ty's friendship, and we've now carried it over into a weekly show where we share our jams with you people, and we hope that you enjoy it, and it seems like you have. We're actually in our second season of The Earful. We're very proud of that. And we got 12 really great tracks for you today, right, Ty?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. They're probably going to be great.
We got to stand by these, tried and true. Ty, who was that bringing us in? I really enjoyed that track.
Yeah, Grafton Primary. That song was Records for the Righteous, which I really did. Yeah, I was like, Earful, what? Records for All the Righteous off Eon, a 2008 album.
Really good shit, man. And it really jams. It brings us in with that fervor that we like. And we're just going to jump right into this bad boy. We're going to start it off with... I start off this Earful. This track is called Baby Brother. Matiel, a.k.a. Matiel Brown, she is from actually Atlanta, Georgia. And I just really dig her Americana jams.
Baby brother, won't you spare a little time? I know you're still there working from 11 to 9. Flipping nickels, flipping quarters and dimes.
So it's very energetic, chugging electronic rhythms, and then she has like I kept saying, this kind of twang of Americana. But she is actually kind of a big deal here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was reading up on her. She's kind of local, born and bred. She actually works part time in an ad agency, and just recently got really big as a singer, songwriter, and performer. But she's slowly blowing up. So her album was just basically all of this kind of feel. I really enjoyed it. It was good. It's good feel-good music, you know? Throw it on, feel good.
I know it's hard to keep it straight, but I could argue that it's harder for the one who has to wait.
All right, so yeah, get on a little of that. Matiel. Ooh, Ty. Ethereal. Where are we going here? Here we go. Oh, baby.
Yeah, this is Cabin Jack, K-A-B-A-N-J-A-K. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
But, yeah, that looks right.
It was a good EP. This Clap Your Hands is a song off Grow Volume 1. And yeah, it was only like a 5-song EP, but it was really psychedelically complex and delicious. Ingo Moll? I don't know.
Yeah, that looks right. It's got some crazy like accent mark on it.
Ingo Moll, I believe, is the name of the dude, and he's experienced in craftsmanship of music composing. He's definitely been... I feel the blues a lot, like the guitar on his tracks is awesome.
Yeah. I can definitely hear it, but it's cool. It's a cool mix of like blues and then psych rock and like... Just it even mentions here hip hop. I can definitely feel the hip hop in here, man. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's Cabin Jacket. Get in on that, man. So Grow Volume 1.
All right. Grow Volume 1, yeah.
Get on that, Grow. All right. This is The Texas Gentleman, and this is the track Pain off TX Jelly. Interesting track. Interesting band altogether. They're a Lone Star Bread collective. They got a lot of kind of Wrecking Crew feel, Muscle Shoals, Swampers, Booker T. The album's very much like this, but it's really good throwbacky stuff, and they kind of jam. That pain.
Yeah, that's like, can I order another pitcher, please? Parched.
But yeah, they're not bad. They're a very new band. But yeah, check them out. The album is very much along this vein. But yeah, that's, I think that was one of their singles called Pain. That was The Texas Gentleman. Ty, what is this? Loving this.
Yeah. It's some of the best, if I could, I want to call it better than background music, but if your life was curated to Dirty Art Club, this band, it would be a beautiful thing. The song is Neon Dreams off Vermilion, a 2013 album. And I really like our quote in the notes about entering Dirty Art Club is like letting an encyclopedic, encyclopedic, that's not a word.
I feel like they made that word up, but I like that word. Encyclopedic.
Apple Curator soundtrack, a vibrant psychedelic cartoon dream.
It is. It's very dreamy, man. I'm really digging this, and I only hope the whole album's up to par, man, because goddamn, Neon Dreams. Dirty Art Club. Let it take you there, baby. Soothing. I want to get a massage to that song. Very, very nice. Moving on. This is a very ethereal track. This is Kalieda, K Kalyda, and this is Echo Saw You. This is off Tear the Roots. They are an English electropop duo from London, formed in 2013, and it consists of the vocalist Christina Wood and keyboardist Cicely Golder. Really like it. It's just, I think ethereal is the best way to put it. It's just very, it's like dissonant, but her voice and the beats behind it, it works. I've seen
Glorious.
All right, let's get to that sixth track halfway through Earful 23. Good choice, Ty. Mr. Beck.
Back.
Biggity, he's biggity,
finally
back.
He's finally album. Back. Yeah. That album is Colored. And this song is Dear Life. And, you know, I will say upon going through the album a little bit, no, I can't give it my full rating yet, but
okay.
I was
I mean, that's fair. Well. Yeah, man, I think, Beck has literally been around since I was a kid, and I feel like I've grown up with Beck, so I've grown up with the many stylings of Beck. He is a chameleon of music. He moves in and out of his tastes and his feels, but I always give him the benefit of the doubt, and I surrender my eardrums to him, so I'm going to give it a whirl, but this single was good, man. I liked this. Dear Life. This was a solid Beck track. Very Beckian.
Jammy.
What do we tell people, Ty, always here on the Earful?
Well, we got to tell you that as much as we do enjoy, and we probably always will, regardless of whatever your choices may be, we love doing the homework, but you gotta also put just a little effort in, you know, go out, do some searching, buy some albums, buy some merch, go to the record store, go to a show. There's so many ways to support music and musicians. You just got to give them a little bit, just a little taste.
Just a little bit, man, because they give us so much, you know, cool. And Ty and I were just talking about that it feels like every week there's something new coming out, obviously, and it's a tough racket to make it in, you know? The music industry changed drastically a few years back, and it's all about fandom. It's all about supporting your artists, you know? And just keep them going, man. Keep them making music for us. The more music they make, the more earfuls you can have, too. So there's that.
Yep, symbiotic relationship.
All right, well, let's start off the second half of this earful with some hip-hop.
Strip down to my skin and my bones. I love huskies, but I feel like a wolf. In a pack, but I feel all alone. I'm scatterbrained, man. Better off for the clone. And say hi, it's a plumber with race eyes doing weird shit. Like, this will make the biopic round up. Hit Zags, bees, get the winning tings real quick. Bills still stacking to the ceiling. What you mean it ain't working? What you mean you ain't find yourself?
Oh,
this
is Brockhampton. The track is Sweet off Saturation 2. Interesting story. So this group, Brockhampton, they're a California-based hip-hop collective, and they're actually kind of famous because they were founded apparently on an internet forum, and they came together and they made their first album together. So they're almost like the internet's first boy band in a very strange way, but they got some sick fucking rhymes. And whoever's the producer on it, just put, laying down some really good jams behind it. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. The original licks, flickety higher than Yosemite. Breaking the moat, mentally master with no limits. And making them say, huh, they won't ship and I force viciously. Watching the floor tipping your temple of authenticity. Often they say I'm off it, I offer my cross sympathy. They forgot what we on, I remind them of hostility. Hot diggity damn, everyone running scams. Gotta cover your clams and take another glance. Running a clinic, no scans, ain't no. You gotta cover your clams.
Dude, I'm all right with this boy band.
I agree. And I am very all right with this next track, which is a tie track. Ugh. Love, love, love this group.
Tobacco, man. They always...
Tobacco. What a fucking awesome name, Tim.
Tobacco, not gonna lie. Both music, but yeah. The song is Eruption, and in parentheses, gonna get my hair cut at the end of the summer. And this album was Ultima 2 Massage, Massage, off, that was a 2014 album, but it's all this. It's very driven, like psychedelic garage rock, you know, it's, yeah.
You know, it's funny, doing the research, I never knew that the guy was the guy from Black Moth Super Rainbow.
That's how I found that. I was awesome. A fan of Black Moth first.
Oh, I love Black Moth, man. This is good stuff, and you could feel his influence on it. So good.
Thomas Feck.
Tobacco. Yeah, Thomas Feck. A little tobacco. Your face don't exist like a motherfucking shadow with a motherfucking wish, and I always hoped it would be like this. Eruption. Twist it like a pigtail, like I make your heart whole. I'm gonna get my hair cut at the end of the summer. Twist it like a pigtail, like I make your heart whole.
Yeah, this is on the tie list of up, turn the lights down. It's up there.
Yeah, dude, it's got all the makings. All right, let's go on. Now, people say that they claim that Russia may have interfered in the recent election. Well, I'll tell you right now, they are definitely interfering in this next set of jams. This is Radio Moscow, New Beginnings, off New Beginnings 2017. Radio Moscow has been around for a while, American psychedelic rock band from Iowa, and they were formed in 2003, and they constantly put out some shredding ass music.
This is awesome.
If you have long hair right now, you should be just throwing it to and fro in the air.
Oh, man. Yeah, that album, start to finish, is beautiful rock and roll, man.
You know, it's funny. They're the kind of band they've always been that, like, they understand the strength of their guitar player, and I feel at every given moment they throw it to the guitar player. They're just like, okay, you know what to do. Rip it. But yeah, super good. If you like stoner rock, it's the way to go, man. It's some really heavy, rocky fucking shit. All right, T-Bizzle. I liked this track, Ty. Never heard of this group.
I think they've been around for a long time. They didn't put out an album for quite a while. This is Rainer Maria.
Maria.
And this track is Lower Worlds off ST, their 2017 album. And yeah, man, I remember, because I am a Wisconsinite at one time, they are from Madison.
Yeah, I saw that, Ty, your backyard.
And I definitely actually saw them when I was like 17, 18,
awesome.
Somewhere in there. And it was a great show. It was a fun show. I was in the basement somewhere in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes, basement shows are the jam.
But it was packed basement, man. We were so sweaty. It's great. Ooh,
there's nothing. I feel like sweat and a good band go hand in hand. All right, let them take us. Ooh, Lower Worlds. It says they were around 1995 to now. That's a hell of a run for a band to stay together and actually still like each other and make music for that long. There's something to be said.
Yeah, but like it says, 95 to 2006, and then they didn't put out an album until now.
So gotcha.
It's been a little hiatus.
A little hiatus. All right. So we've been geeking on this band, Ty and I, all week. Yeah, this is Parcels, My Enemy, and this is off of Hideout. The EP, which was released in 2016, and it is an Australian band. They're actually based in Berlin, and this album is a very short album, but it's straight fire. And these guys are like kind of taken off now. They actually had a single release with Daft Punk, but you can just hear their style. So tasty, so tasty.
Take a seat.
I like this because it like teases you. You feel like they're gonna just explode, but then they reel it back in. I just like, there's something about that that I'm like, that is like, it's a cruel trick, but it just fucking works.
My enemy.
Oh, they just go right back. Oh yeah, they're not gonna give it to you yet. I dig the harmonies. I just think they got it down, man. I'm excited to see what they do in the future, for sure.
Me too, man. Can't wait for that full-length album.
That Parcels. All right, Ty, it brings us to the last track.
No.
We always get there really quick, man. But another familiar play here on the Earful. Chris Joss, man. I dig Chris Joss, man. He's been around for a while, too, man. Good choice on this track. It's a really good track.
Chris Joss, and... yeah, exactly what I would say. He's a French multi-instrumentalist and record producer he's released 7 solo albums, is that right? Yeah.
It could be more. I just feel like, and he's a really interesting guy because all of his albums have different feels too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I really dug this one. This was Styx, yeah. 2009, man. Super solid.
The song is Charmer, and it's kind of got that Eastern, you know, little Indian vibe. So.
I think we had Chris Joss on season 1. It was the 90s episode, actually. So that's how far back we dug in and got some old Chris Joss, way, way back. But great track, man. Mellow, zen the frick out, people, to Chris Joss, okay? Have you ever played a sitar, Ty?
I have. I can't claim that I was good at it, but I could make it sound almost right.
It just looks intimidating as all hell. It's just so big and like there's so many fucking strings on it.
It's pretty cool though. I mean, you know, it rests nicely in your lap. It's gonna rock.
And it gives us that sound we're all so familiar with and we do kind of dig, you know? Definitely that kind of Indian kind of vibe. It's very cool, man. All right. Well, that rounds off our 12 tracks. And as we do, we do segs.
Let's do segs.
That's my jam. That's my jam. That's a segment we'd like to do every once in a while here on the Earful, where basically we pick a topic or a category, and we each pick a track. So we decided to pick the quintessential 70s jam for this edition of My Jam. I am a guilty pleasure dig the 70s, man. I think the 70s just had this kind of like...
There's nothing guilty about that, man. Yeah, the 70s was full of amazing music.
It was so good, man. Funk was badass. Classic rock was badass. Jazz, I mean, you name it. Everything was kind of at its pinnacle. I still think, you know, people were definitely, you know, the drug revolution was still going strong. There was a lot of exploration in music. And with that, there just became just incredible, iconic tracks. For me, I mean, this song has kind of always been one of those songs where, like, I always hear it and I always dig it. I think it became uber famous when Quentin Tarantino decided to use it in Jackie Brown. And it's just one of those songs, man. It just it constantly takes me there. I chose Street Life by the Crusaders featuring Randy Crawford.
Yeah.
I mean, you just want to be just cruising down the street, you know, just like chilling straight up to the song. It don't get better than this.
I play the street life because there's no place I can go. Street life, it's the only life I know. Street life.
And her voice, I mean, come on.
Street life, until you play your life away. You let some people see just who you want.
And as the song goes, it just continues to keep building and building, and they take it up a notch as the song just continues to go on. It's a solid track. And, you know, Ty, I'm now realizing the statement I just made. Actually, both of our songs were both in Quentin Tarantino movies.
Yeah. I didn't think about that at all.
All right, Ty, what did you pick?
I went with some Harry Nilsson. He's a favorite of mine. His voice, fantastic. And I had to choose Coconut.
Oh, this track. So freaking good.
It follows me around, man. It just shows up at all the best times.
Really?
It's weird. But...
Yeah, this was at the end of Reservoir Dogs for anybody who's ever watched it. And it's just a great song, dude. And then they tried to ruin it and make like a Coke commercial and use it. It was really terrible. But.
I remember that, yeah.
This song is great. And you said the whole album is really good, right? I don't think I've actually heard the full Harry Nilsson album.
That album, there's a lot of great Nilsson albums, but that album in particular, Nilsson Schmilsson, is like start to finish fantastic.
I'm going to have to get on that, Ty, per your recommendation.
Jammed that vinyl last night.
All right. And vinyl's the way to go, people. If you can find some of this old stuff on vinyl, I mean, the way it was meant to be listened to. But that's pretty much it for my jam, quintessential 70s. We both threw in the towel. Hey, if you got a quintessential 70s jam that you think we should have played, you should put that up on our Facebook page. And we'll go out with some plugs. We do have a brand new Facebook page. It's Oh No Earful. If you just search for Oh No Earful in Facebook, you will find our page. And Ty and I try to get on there when we can. We throw tracks up there. We'll always throw the new episodes. And we encourage participation from our listeners, too. Tell us what you like. Throw it up on the page, man.
You got to throw down.
You got to throw down. And we also have our page, onoearful.com. You can find all our past episodes up there. You can find all of season one. And now you can find all of our new episodes. We try to drop episodes every week. And we accompany every episode with a Spotify playlist. And if you just search Oh No Radio Show on Spotify, you'll be able to find all the playlists, every single track we've played on the Earful. You can jam. You can jam nonstop. I think if you played them all back-to-back, you could probably listen for like a week. I mean, it's like an insane amount of music.
Long, yeah.
and that is our goal here, is to just continue to be pumping out good music for you guys. We hope you like the stuff we're giving you. And, you know, tell us what we should be listening to, yo. I mean, you probably have some really great jams, too, and we want to hear them. And that's what it's all about. It's all about sharing the jams.
Share the jams.
And that was the birth of the Earfall. It came out of the jammage. Ty and I sharing music. All right, Ty, I'm going to let you take us out, man. What track you want me to take us out with? Do the honors.
Tough call.
Tell me what you want.
Ooh, man. I know we've played the shit out of it, but that Parcels track, man. I can
Parcels.
I'm the coconut Parcels.
All right. Well, hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to Earful 23. We appreciate you guys. We hope you are enjoying the show, and we'll continue to do this. I'm Tom.
I'm Ty.
And cheers to those ears, people. Cheers to those goddamn ears. All right. Enjoy your weekend. Later.
So fired up.
Enjoy the music.